So we welcome back then onto your county, Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we're talking today about a new project that has been welcomed to Harrogate. It's a significant amount of money. Tell me what it is that I am referring to.
Well, this is very good news we received at the end of October, and that is that a bid that we had submitted, North Yorkshire County Council had submitted to central government under its National Productivity Investment Fund for £3.2 million to upgrade the transport arrangements in the Otley Road and west of Harrogate area. That money would be supplemented by £1.4 million of other contributions from Section 106 agreements and other monies from North Yorkshire County Council, making it a total package of schemes worth £4.6 million to improve junctions on the Otley Road. Those people who drive up and down the Otley Road will know it's become a very busy road with some difficult junctions. But there will be junction improvements, traffic light improvements, road widening in some cases, especially in the Harlow Moor Road area, where the road simply isn't wide enough to allow right-turning vehicles from town down Harlow Moor Road without blocking the traffic behind them. So this fund will allow us to make those sorts of improvements. Additionally, there will be environmental benefits. The money will include funding for electric vehicle charging points at Cardell Park, improvements to the roundabout near Beckwith Shore at the end of Otley Road. That will feature traffic lights now to make that junction operate better. And also, as part of the West of Harrogate improvement, it will also involve a junction improvement by means of a roundabout at the junction of the A61 Leeds Road and Burnbridge Lane. So the fund will make a lot of difference in the west of Harrogate, an area which will see a fair bit of residential development over the years to come.
And are you happy with £3.2 million?
We're very happy with £3.2 million. As I say, with the contributions locally of £1.4 million, that makes it a £4.6 million package. We did actually make an application, a bid for one other scheme, and that was in Northallerton. Unfortunately, that scheme was unsuccessful. But the West of Harrogate one, we were delighted to say, was successful.
And another thing as well, we've been talking about roads, we've been talking about development and growth. What about parking? I know there's been a bit of a development in parking for residents.
Yes. Residential parking permits exist in Harrogate. They cost, at the moment, £16 a year, and then there are different charges for second and third permits and so on. But residential parking permits were introduced many years ago to enable people, mainly who live in the town centre, to be able to buy a parking permit, which, whilst it doesn't guarantee them a place to park on the road, on street, in the town centre, it does, if they put it on their windscreen, it does enable them to park there for limited periods. The situation at the moment, however, is that the issue of parking permits does cost the taxpayer roughly £170,000 a year throughout the whole county. And because of these budget shortfalls, it has not been possible to introduce any new residential parking schemes anywhere in the county, but especially not in Harrogate, even when residents have been asking for them. There are particular concerns, for example, in the Saints Estate between the District Hospital and St Aidan's and St John Fisher Schools, where the roads are pretty well parked up all through the week. It's perfectly legal to do that, but it does lead to access difficulties for residents who live there, who find that they can't go in and out of their driveways because cars are parked so closely up against them. So we have looked at the question of parking permit charges, and executive members, along with the corporate director, did take the decision at the end of October to increase permit charges. They will increase by a few pounds per year. We don't know exactly precisely what the new value will be, because we're also anxious to ensure that the parking permit charges are uniform throughout the county. For example, that they should be the same in Harrogate as they are in Scarborough, for reasons of frankly, simplicity. It's a very complex scheme at the moment, and we'd like to make it easier to understand for everybody. So the exact cost of that first permit that a householder can buy to park on the roads near to his house, the exact cost is not yet known, but I'm guessing it'll be around between £24 to £27, £28 per year. So it will be an increase on the current £16, but it will enable us to give consideration to new parking, residential parking schemes that, as I've said, hitherto have not been possible to be considered simply because there was no money to do it.
Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.